You'll listen quickly this morning. I'm going to try to be as brief as possible. Amen. And so 1 Samuel chapter number 12, and we'll be in verses 24 and 25. And just a simple thought this morning, great things that God has done for us. Amen. I'm going to tell you, those men and women that have served for our country, Christians that have gone on before, have served and helped us. Amen. Can I tell you, us as Christians, we have a great debt. And we walk around like everybody owes us something. Amen. We act like a holy, righteous God owes us something. And He's been so good to us. Amen. And if we're Americans, I'm going to tell you, if you ever travel out of the United States, all of a sudden, I'm going to tell you, even California looked good. The Philippines. Amen. All of a sudden, the crowded traffic and ungrateful people in America looked good. But I want us to see in 1 Samuel chapter number 12, verse number 24, for fear the Lord, only fear the Lord, only fear the Lord, and serve Him with truth, with all your heart, for consider how great things He hath done for you. Verse number 25, but if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your kingdoms. I believe that's a picture of America. I believe we're on the edge.
Yeah.
I believe God made He has more long-suffering than I do. Amen. I believe we look around and there's wickedness everywhere.
Yep.
And the sad part is it's not just limited to lost people.
No.
Right. Come on. Help.
I believe what sickens and saddens our Savior is when Christians are living wickedly.
Yeah,
I want us to see in verse number 24, only fear the Lord. Hey, don't fear what other people can do to us. Amen.
Right.
Hey, and I know it's easy to say it when everything's going good, but when things are going rough, remember, get in the presence of the Lord and say, I only have to fear you.
Amen.
You've got everything under control. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, I remember years ago, a wonderful man from my church that I grew up in, Brother Red Dinnerline, said that there were no atheists in the foxhole.
That's right.
And, but I believe it's sad that there's a lot of Christians that need to get hunkered down and say, I don't care what happens, but me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Right.
And I'm going to fear the Lord, and I'm only going to fear what God has and what God wants. Amen.
Yes, right.
Instead of the disappointments of not fitting in. It's amazing when Christians don't fear God, but they fear not fitting in with the lost and dying world. Well, you know what? Honey, you're not going to fit in.
Right.
Come on.
You're not going the same place that they are.
That's right.
Amen. And if you are, you can come to know the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Simply by trusting Him. Amen.
Right.
But I want us to see in verse number 24, only fear the Lord and serve Him. Servant, hey, pick up and do something for Jesus this week, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And keep on, amen.
Amen.
Don't play hot potato. This week it's me, next week it's them, amen. Yeah. Hey, pick something and do it for the cause of Christ, amen. Hey, there's men and women that have served our country and given their ultimate sacrifice, and you can't give your sacrifice of a little.
Amen. Come on.
Hey, I was with a preacher this week, and he goes, "It's hard to serve the Lord."
Yeah.
When everybody wants the preacher to sacrifice, they don't want to sacrifice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, it's hard to sacrifice as a Christian when you look around and so many of your comrades are falling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. Help them.
When you feel like they're beyond hope, beyond rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you this morning? Serve Him. Serve Him. What is it going to take? What does God owe you? What explanation does God have to give us for Brother Ray to get up and live for Him the way he should?
Yes.
What more does God owe you? Absolutely nothing.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
We are indebted to Him.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, us as Christians better wake up because time is short.
Yes.
Because if not, if you're truly a Christian, you're going to go to heaven half asleep.
Come on.
I want us to see in verse number 24, fear only the Lord and serve Him in truth. That means be honest. Hey, when things don't go right, be honest.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not going to fool anybody else.
Come on.
And you're not going to fool God.
That's right.
People aren't as stupid as you presume them to be. When God's moving, obey.
Right.
Follow His truth. That means that you're going to say, we're going to serve the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, there's some truth in the Word of God that doesn't go along with Americans. Their idolatry and their thoughts that now our government has said that there are some things that they have said are okay, but the Word of God says no.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you something. If you have to choose, choose the Word of God.
Amen.
Right.
Because He's been around a whole lot longer.
Amen.
Amen. Elected officials come and go.
Yeah.
And a lot of them come and go quicker than 2 years.
Yeah.
But can I tell you something? We still have so many privileges as Americans.
Yes.
And Americans as Christians. But yet, we complain about what we lose and use not what we have.
Mm-hmm. Help us.
Serve Him in truth. But not only does He ask us to serve... Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But with all your heart. Don't do things half-heartedly. Amen?
Come on.
I'm going to tell you something. Half-hearted Christians is what has built a lot of churches. And we wonder why they fall.
Right.
Can I tell you? Your whole heart.
Yes.
Amen? Means that you have to serve with your whole heart. And you say, oh, Brother Ray, nobody cares about that. Oh, they will when that's not done.
Yep.
Amen? And can I tell you something? You say, well, Brother Ray, Sister So-and-so, Brother So-and-so, they're not thankful I do this. Well, you're not doing it for Brother, Sister, or So-and-so.
Amen.
You're doing it for the future, Brother, Sister, and So-and-so.
Right.
Hey, that's the lost person that we're trying to reach.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I think of a lot of American pastors, we have it wrong. Mm-hmm. We try to pastor those that are saved instead of winning those that are lost so that they can be a part of the group.
Go ahead.
Hey, I think we plan our services, we plan our weeks, we plan all those things, and we realize that we're missing part of our heart.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to tell you, people around these churches, I pulled up this morning, somebody in the neighborhood, I hadn't seen them for a little bit, say, hey, how you doing? I can immediately see, this is somebody I'm working with, saying, boy, they're not in the right mind. Can I tell you something? Boy, that ought to grieve us.
Yeah.
Hey,
right.
In the greatest country in the world, that we have the freedoms to care about people and help people, but yet we do nothing.
Help us.
If you did absolutely nothing last week for anybody but yourself, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You lost out on what God had for you.
That's right.
That's right.
God has something for you in the greatest country in the world. And have every opportunity that we do. And instead of complaining about the opportunities that they take away from us, how about we use the ones that we still have?
Yes. Right.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Show them that when we serve the Lord with our whole heart, with all of your heart, serve Him with all of your heart. If we're holding anything back, you're a thief.
Come on.
Because God ought to have our whole heart.
You're right.
And I'm just trying to encourage us this morning. Amen?
Amen.
But I want you to see this. Serve Him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things. Think of all the things that He's done for you. I'm going to tell you something. It ought to go across your mind. It ought to go across my mind before we do something we ought not to do. The things that He's done for us.
Yes.
And say, am I ready to not be thankful for that, to do whatever that Satan has put in front of
him.
And Satan's smart. He puts good things. He puts things that maybe may not be wrong, but are not best.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes, I believe most Christians, it's not between wrong and right. It's between two good things, but what's best? What's God-honoring? Amen? And I know that there's people that are struggling with right and wrong. I understand that. But the majority of Christians that truly love the Lord, they're not looking to do wrong.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, I believe that a lot of times we get too busy beating people for making an honest mistake.
Yes, sir.
Between two good things. Amen? But I want you to see here, for consider how great things He had done for you. Not anybody else. Hey,
that's good.
I think what we do is we're too busy looking at everybody else and what God's doing for them. But what has He done for you?
Mm-hmm.
And if He saved your soul, He owes you nothing.
Right.
You're already indebted to Him. Amen.
Yes.
As Brother Samson preached months ago about being chained to the Lord. yeah. being consumed and realizing that he ought to have everything that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the devil wants to steal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he uses you and I as a tool to steal from God.
Yes.
Help us.
Because we're the weak link. Amen?
Amen.
Hey, if you look around and say, well, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so is the weak link. Well, you know, sometimes the weakest link is the loudest one.
Come on.
I remember a safety clean. We had an older gentleman. He'd say, that hand crank is about ready to go. I can hear it. He could hear when one of the links was about ready to burst. And one day we had Brother Maul, we had a drum up in the air, and it was supposed to be empty. And I said, that thing's, it should be moving more. But they didn't empty that all the way. And one of the boys who was very excitable, he just kept yanking on that hand thing. And one of the guys come running over, one of the old guys, he said, there's a link in there, it's about to burst, I can hear it. And I'm like, aren't you the guy that wears the earphones because you're half deaf? And you know what? But he could hear a difference. And before he could finish saying it, that the chain popped, that thing hit the floor, and we had a residue of oil in that drum, and it went everywhere. We were covered. And you say, well, Brother Ray, you know what was the most exciting thing? The loudest guy in the world was quiet while he had to get cleaned up. I enjoyed that. I said, but you know what? Can I tell you something? Consider all of the great things that God has done for you. God does everything that God does for you should be great.
Yeah.
And you should be greatly appreciative. Amen? Amen. We ought to be thankful. Hey, I'm excited this last week as we got the organ, and I'm already calling some churches myself. And so I'm going to have a meeting with a gentleman this week, and I'm going to go and see if we can help that church with that organ. Amen?
Amen.
And then we got our new chalkboard and stuff. And boy, it's going to be a marker board soon. And I'm all excited about what God's doing for us. Hey, everything He does is great.
Amen.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, I'm praying about our new piano. I can't wait, amen, to have
amen.
More places for people to use their talents for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And we're a greater place than the house of the Lord.
Right.
Hey, and He's done. And He's done for you. He's done for me. But we need to share what He's done for us to others. By word, thought, deed. Amen.
Right.
Hey, sometimes you may not be able to show them what God's done for you, but you can live it out in front of them. Amen.
Right.
Sometimes you get to tell them. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, but too many of us, instead of thanking the Lord for what He's done for me and you, amen.
Amen.
Boy, we're too busy wrestling with the wrong thing we're about ready to do.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, you want to get one step away from something that's a horrible disaster? Start thanking the Lord, and all of a sudden your vision becomes clear.
That's right.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, there's nothing greater than starting to thank the Lord, because then it gets your focus back on the Lord.
Right.
Now He's got your attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something. Us as Christians, I'm thankful for what God does for us. But you know what? I'm ashamed at how many times we end up into verse number 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of thanking Him. Instead of loving Him with our whole heart. Because see, it's a process. If you back chain verse 24, which just means go backwards. And see where you end up to where you came from. Sister Menchaca, I learned going out there to Miss B's house and Uncle Ed's house. He was one of my junior boy teachers. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And you know, I just realized that Sister Menchaca, you were my first teacher at Bible Baptist in the younger class, and then he became my junior boy teacher. Boy, what a rich history. Amen. And so, but I learned to not go to the wrong exit. They lived right off of 231, and boy, I went to the second exit, so I had to go all the way around from the truck stops. I went the long way. This time I learned, Sister, and I learned the shortcut. And you know, can I tell you something? Us as Christians, sometimes we keep going the long way. Keep going the long way. Learn some shortcuts. Turn around when you're facing something, and I know we get caught up, and I think a lot of people just get caught up. But then there's a point where we make a decision. And you can either decide to continue to do something that's wrong. And we all face it. We all struggle. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're dead. And then we need a first responder. Okay? It's hard to get mouth to mouth with both people wearing a mask. Hey, I'm going to have a good time. Amen. If you need help, we might be exceptions. I don't know. Hey, I'm going to have a good time.
Amen.
But think about verse number 25. But if he shall still do wickedly. Hey! See, the devil gets you to do it, and then he gets you to continue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's got you. Now you're a slave to sin.
Yes.
Now you're hanging back to sin. And I'm going to tell you, that free will that God gives us, and I wish we didn't have it, but I'm thankful we do because we can choose Christ.
Amen.
So it's a double-edged sword, Brother James. I don't understand it, but all I do know is that I'm thankful I can come to know the Lord.
Amen.
And anybody that will call upon the name of the Lord, amen, shall be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
I'm thankful for that. But this means, in verse number 25, but if he shall still do wickedly. Hey, whatever you're doing, stop it.
Amen.
Come and give it to the Lord. And see, the problem is we've got lazy Christians.
Yeah.
That getting it to the feet of Jesus is a problem. Because we're lazy.
Come on.
Not because we don't believe God can handle it, because we know He can. Amen.
Amen.
Not because I love this excuse. Well, preacher, people will know something's wrong with me. And I'm like, they're already going to know. Something's not right.
Go ahead.
When you're involved in sin, people are going to know something's not right. They may not know what it is, but they're going to know something's not right.
Yes, sir.
Like as I pulled up this morning and spoke to someone and said, boy, he's not in his right mind. Broke my heart. But it means that there's still help. Amen?
Amen.
But in verse number 25, but if ye still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed. Hey! Before it's too late, encourage somebody to come back to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that you're saving them a seed. Amen?
Amen.
Boy, I love to say that. Amen? I'll save you a seed here. Amen?
Amen.
But I may tell you, you have to come for Sunday school. Amen? Amen. So if you miss Sunday school, come to Sunday school.
Amen.
And you know what? We do it 52 times a year.
Amen. There you go.
Got a good chance of making one of them. Amen.
Amen.
So come from Sunday school. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you. Hey, continue to do wickedly. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Us as Christians, we ought to get away from some things. Amen.
Yeah.
And just because it's been going on for a while, amen,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that we can't get away from it. That's a lie of the devil. Because what does he want to do? If you'll continue to do wickedly, he'll consume you.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And he will consume. See, what gets consumed first? All of the fruit. All of the stuff on the ends get dried up from the heat of the fire.
Yes, sir.
All of the good things. All of the sweet things. Don't you think the devil knows that?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Boy, he wants to attack us. He wants to get a hold of us. And you say, well, Brother Ray, he doesn't do that to me. Well, you might be sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
He's willing to destroy anybody who loves the Lord.
That's right. Yeah.
In verse number 25. But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. Can I tell you something? We complain about a representation of elected officials. But maybe they're not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it starts at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right.
We want to blame the top.
Right.
But the top is only supported by the bottom.
Yep.
Go ahead.
See, it starts here. We can't complain that they don't live for Jesus if we don't live for Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. I can't complain that lost people won't love Jesus if I won't love Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I can't complain that people won't give to the church house, that people won't give and people won't pray and people won't show up if the preacher doesn't.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Help us.
Sunday school teachers, bus workers, nursery workers, help. Be a part. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do the job that God has given you half-heartedly.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then somebody will say, well, then I'll just quit. I was like, well, mm-hmm. now that makes a lot of sense. Amen. Silliness. You're about ready to give up? Don't. That's the first step. Stop and say, I'm not giving up. Amen.
That's good.
Too many were so quick to stop and raise our hands and surrender instead of turning back to Jesus' feet. It's easier to surrender to sin than the hard work of coming to Jesus' feet and dealing with what needs to be dealt with.
Right.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, I want to know how God will deal with it before I turn. Well, you know what? Can I tell you? Mm-hmm. He doesn't work the same for each of us. Because we're all different.
Yes.
But He is still God.
Amen.
And He still loves you. And you say, well, Brother Ray, what's your last point?
Amen.
Hey, both He and your kings. Your king. Hey, don't complain about those that have the rule over you if you don't pray for them.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we have scripture on that. Hey, if you think I'm the most horrible preacher in the world, horrible pastor, you think I'm worthless, then pray for me. Give me the help I need.
Amen.
Don't just say, be warmed and filled. Amen. Think about it. If you have the most horrible boss, if you have the most horrible mate, if you have the most horrible children, or you have to sit next to the most obnoxious church member, then pray for them.
Amen.
Be a part of the solution. Amen. Hey, pray for those that have the rule.
Go ahead.
Pray for those that are under you.
Yeah.
Pray for those that are beside you. Mm-hmm. Because we're all in this battle together.
Amen.
And any time that you think you're a leader and you won't care about those around you, pretty soon you're going to find out you're a leader on a long walk all by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the devil will make sure that that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, as we finish, just a simple thought in verse 24. For consider how great the things He had done for you. Hey, if He saved your soul, He did more for you and I than we ever deserve.
Yeah, that's right.
But how many of us can testify this morning over things that He's done and helped us with, and how He stepped in and how He's helped us along, amen? Because we know we're the problem in the situation,
mm-hmm.
amen?
Yeah. Come on.
You may not be, but I am, okay? Because we're the human side, amen?
Yeah.
But think about it. Consider all the great things He's done for you. Then it, pretty soon, you can't help but think. Think of all the great things He's done for others.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
For your children. For those that you work with. Hey, be excited when somebody gets something. Be excited when God shows up and answers. Be excited when somebody goes from being a grumpy Gus and a pain in the cutucus, amen, to being a helpful asset to the cause of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Instead of being that person, and I know there's some people today, they'd be like, oh, I'm just waiting for her, because you know the first time somebody tells her her hair don't look good, it's on. Or for the first time that somebody says his truck isn't a nice truck,
uh-oh,
it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Or the first time somebody walks across that person's floor that they just mopped at the church house, it's on. Amen. We know. But be thankful for those.
Yep.
Amen. Instead of looking for somebody to fall, look for them to succeed. See, we're looking the wrong direction. You're doing the devil's bidding. When you say, well, I know they're going to fall. Well, duh, you're the master of the obvious. We're going to fall.
Yes, sir.
We're going to make mistakes. And instead of cheering for people that have made a mistake, how about we cheer when they get up?
Good.
How about we give them a voice they can hear in the right direction? Instead of saying, well, they'll never get it right with God. Well, maybe because we're not cheering for them. Maybe we're not encouraging them in the right direction. Amen? Maybe we need to tell them how God loved us. Hey, maybe some of us need to get off our high horse.
Help us.
And get in the sand. Get in the quicksand with some people and say, hey, let's lie down together. And then let's get up together. Because I've been through this before. I used to smoke. I used to drink. I used to carouse. I used to do this. Don't give them details. If you do that, you're just dumb. Yeah. Now you're giving the devil ammunition to somebody who's going through worse than you got it, because you've already got victory. Now get down with them and help them get up. Say, hey, I've been here. Amen. Yeah. I used to be the church gossip. I used to be the backbiter of the preacher. Amen. I used to be the person that had every business meeting had to raise my hand and have a negative comment. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Just being honest.
Come on.
The dog's got somebody. Hey, I'm just telling you, instead of being the negative guy, be that person that's going to say, hey, I've been here. Let's get up together. Hey, and if you stumble with a group, then the group can get together and get back up. Hey, amen. Old-fashioned missionary Baptist church, there was a time where we were in rough times. Amen? Mm-hmm. And they're not over, honey.
Come on.
Because as we continue on for Christ, we're going to make steps forward, steps back.
Yeah.
Yep. But I'm going to tell you something. If we keep making steps up the side of the mountain, one day, honey, we'll get to the mountaintop.
There you go.
Hey, I want to get to the mountaintop. Hey, yeah. I can't wait to have some more missionaries. Amen.
Amen.
I can't wait. I told the preacher this week, this is exciting.
Yes, sir.
I'm out of my comfort zone. Amen. But I'm excited. Amen. You know why? Because we may have to take a couple steps back. And you have to take a couple steps forward.
Man,
I'm going to tell you something. If we're still heading towards the goal, we're still a whole lot closer there than we are where we started.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. Hey, right. The army can't advance. The army of Christ can't advance forward if we start shooting everybody we don't like.
Amen. Come on. Right.
Amen. And you say, well, Brother Ray, I don't shoot my enemy. Oh, no. You just stab him in the back.
Yeah.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, I would never stab another Christian in the back. Oh no, you just get them with your tongue.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
You just kick them while they're down.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, as Christians, we got to change what we're doing or we're going to end up in the same boat.
Yep.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, there's negative and there's problems, and it's easy to jump on somebody when they're down.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to tell you something. It's more wonderful to get to the side of the mountain and say, we're going this together.
Yeah.
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 Right.
When we get to the top, we'll get to praise Jesus together.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't wait. Hey, the Lord's given our church some blessings this last year. Amen. And hey, I'm going to grab them and let's run before the enemy realizes he ain't winning.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to get as close to God and say, hey, take care of that idiot. Amen. Take care of Satan. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Why isn't we're afraid of Satan when we have the help of God?
Right.
Amen.
See, maybe, I'm going to say this and I'll be done, as the musicians come and all of that. Maybe we're afraid of Satan because we're too busy looking him eye to eye. And can I tell you something? If we were looking Satan eye to eye this morning, then we're not looking at Jesus' feet. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. And the devil's got us in the wrong place. And you say, well, Brother Ray, I can't stop looking Satan in the eye because it's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he's not our friend.
Nope.
Then drop to your knees this morning and tell him whatever you need to tell him. He already knows and he already loves you and he's already got a plan for success according to his will for you and I.
Right.
But the problem is, we're too busy trying to stare Satan down.
Yeah.
Instead of getting down at Jesus' feet and saying, whatever you do, I'm behind you.
Amen. Yeah.
As we stand to our feet, dear Jesus, Lord, we love you today. Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, forgive me if my faults have failed. Forgive me where I have tried to stare Satan down. And I forgot about all the blessings that you have and all that you've done. Help me get at your feet. Help people to get at your feet tonight, this morning, Lord Jesus, and get their prayers answered. And you direct our lives as you have designed. Lord, if there's somebody here that doesn't know you as their personal Savior, that they would just slip down to the altar. We won't tell them what we believe, but we'll show them what your Word of God says about that they can know 100% certain that heaven could be their home. Lord, I pray, Lord, that if somebody slipped down, we'll have a man show a man. Lord, I pray, Lord, that if there's somebody here saying, if that preacher shuts up, I'll just hit the door and I'll be okay. Lord, grab a hold of their heart. Because they need you. I need you. Lord, bless. bless us and help us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. As the music begins to play and they sing, the altars are open. It's a sad shame to come to his house and not speak to him.